Ludwick Family Club?
I joined the club in, it must have been May 1955, because it was only a week or so after I'd moved from London to Howlands, just round the corner from the club. So it was a good thing for me to immediately find that there was a boys' club nearby. So, and I was very welcomed. Arthur Mellard was the man running the club, an absolute gentleman, and he couldn't have given me a warmer welcome. Introduced me to a lot of the boys, some of who I still know and see occasionally now. The club was partly, the building itself was an old house, Ludwick House, and it was connected to the new sports hall by a longish building, which was the games room, in effect. In the old house, there was a large lounge, which was furnished, where you could listen to music or play chess or draughts or whatever. There was an office there, and there was upstairs rooms which were available to boys for various activities. Most of the action went on in the games room, which was table tennis and billiards mainly, and in the main hall, the new sports hall, which is there today, which was all football. As far as the boys' clubs were concerned, it was just purely football. No other activities took place there, from what I can remember. It was very much a football club, and it was five-a-side football played there. It was, I think it was three nights, Monday, Wednesday and Friday, the club nights. The people running the club, apart from Arthur, there was Phil Mowbray, who handled all the football activities. Paul Webster, who ran the weight training section. There were occasional other people involved, coaching table tennis, for instance. There was a chap named King, I think his name was now, who used to come in every week and coach boys at table tennis. And for a while, there was David Steed, who came along as a postgraduate, I think, and helped Arthur. But Arthur was the man, really. Arthur was the heart and soul of the club, really. He was always immaculately dressed, always in a three-piece suit. Looked more like a bank manager than a club warden. I mean, you never saw a tracksuit, apart from Phil Mowbray, and some of the boys had tracksuits, but Arthur was always immaculately turned out. He was, I'm not sure whether he was appointed by the National Association of Boys Clubs. Probably was, because I think we were affiliated to that organisation. But I was involved in mainly the table tennis, billiards, did a bit of football, but I had a knee problem, so I didn't do much there. But just generally, it was a sort of place you could go to and really enjoy yourself, and it was always a job to evict the boys at 10 o'clock, you know. And the odd thing was, I was 14 at the time when I joined. There was a vote taken amongst the boys as to whether to allow girls into the club. And it was invariably always turned down. Football was more important than girls. It would be different today, I think, but that was the case then. But there was rivalry with Petrie, mainly on the football field. I can't recall much else going on apart from football. But there was intense but friendly rivalry. I was a member there until I was about 18, I think, and then it gradually drifted away. But I did meet my wife there. It has some special memories for me. Oh, she was just socialising. I mean, her and her friends, school friends, came along. Eventually, the girls were allowed in, and there were one or two sort of music evenings. There was a jukebox, which was mainly fed by Arthur. Nobody else had any sixpence to go. It was a bit expensive. But then, at that sort of late teens, most of the boys there sort of gradually moved on in their late teens. But it was a very, very important place and a very important time for me and many friends. In the 50s, it was very, very important. I think, as far as the club was, I think the club was actually formed in 54. I think it was a year before I joined. But he was an ideal man to run the section, because he was popular with everybody and a very kind man. But
He had no, as far as I know, he had no family. He lived in the bungalow opposite the club, so he was literally across the road. Oh. I think it was a commission for Newtown's house or bungalow, probably, you know, earmarked for whoever was going to run the club. Purely word of mouth. I mean, I found out from a boy who'd moved into a house opposite just a few weeks before me, you know, and word quickly got around, and it was great. It was very convenient. It was just around the corner, and it provided just what I needed at the time. We paid subs, which were, you know, a nominal amount a week. Can't remember what it was now, but it was no more than a shilling or two a week. But club nights. It was purely club nights. Yeah, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Right. I think it was 10 o'clock. Yeah, about 6 o'clock.
Okay.
6 till 10. But there was, the Ludwig Boys Club did, in fact, have a table tennis team after a year or two. And they played in the local league. There was Hatfield Youth Club. There were works teams. There were a lot of local companies had table tennis teams. And there was a local league. But otherwise, it was all friendly, against each other sort of games. But the football was played mainly at King George V, so it was only just around the corner. That would be all year round, yeah. Although there was a summer break, I believe. Just generally a place to go. It was a place to, you know, to meet your friends and socialise and listen to the latest pop music, probably around the 50-60 mark. The other activities in the club, I mean, there was general need to get fit. I think there was a sort of there were people there, boys there, that were just there to keep fit, and they would run. There was, you know, quite a few good athletes there who ran for Welling Athletic Club. So there was an athletic group as well. There was a small canteen area which sold, you know, wagon wheels and odd biscuits and things, and sold drinks. But Arthur, I think, tended to run that. We did have one or two inter-club nights where I remember we went to the Breaks one night in Hatfield, and I remember an East London youth club coming to visit the Ludwig, a few East End boys. I think he was there right to the end till the club, boys club, fizzled out. I can't remember. I think it was probably in the 60s. But exactly when, I'm not sure. He was getting on when he first took over the club.
Oh, right.
He was in his 50s, I think.
Okay.
Very, very, very seldom was there ever any discipline problems. There was always a few idiots. You'll find, you know, you'll always get those. But they all respected Arthur. I think there was only one I remember who was a bit aggressive and a bit disrespectful. But the highlights tended to be football related, and it was the annual sort of match against Pear Tree. It's very important. Towards the end, I think the Ludwig took over as the more important club. It was the bigger